Backers of a proposed carbon fee in Washington say they've gathered 36,000 signatures so far and are on track to put their measure on the November ballot. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Initiative 1631 is sponsored by a coalition of tribes and environmental and labor groups called the Alliance for Jobs and Clean Energy. Field Director Ahmed Gaya says labor unions and environmentalists were divided over building new fossil fuel projects on the Washington coast, but they've come together in support of the ballot measure.
One of the reasons we're seeing such excitement and hunger around this initiative is that people in the environmental community have spent so much time saying no to the projects that they don't want. This is one of the first opportunities we have to say yes.
Revenue from the fee would be used to fund alternative energy and environmental projects. Gaya says about a third would also go to help low-income people address pollution and higher energy costs.
And that could mean bill assistance in their utilities. That could mean programs that provide them support in their transportation opportunities or fuel. And that is really going to be dependent based on the geographic area they're in and what the needs are.
Oil companies are leading the opposition to the initiative. They've pledged $250,000 to the No on 1631 campaign. A spokesman says they will bring together a robust statewide coalition to talk about the downsides of the fee. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.